All right, the next car that you drove, which is an interesting car, and this one we can both talk about a little bit, because it's got some, it's a Mazda, but it's not all Mazda because it's got some Toyota technology in it as well, and that's a CX-50.
Yes, this is the 2025 Mazda CX-50 hybrid. And folks, and this may not apply to many of you, but if you were ever thinking to yourself, I would love a Toyota hybrid technology, but I'm not a huge fan of their interior, this may be the car for you, and I'm not joking when I say that. It's, again, the hybrid powertrain has joined the lineup for this year. It's all of the underpinnings, Dad, of the Toyota, Toyota system. Generates 219 horsepower. Let me see here. Yep, and then there's also a naturally aspirated model, Dad, but in this one, this gives you all of the technology that a Toyota would give you in the hybrid, and we have talked about that countless times, right? I'll just say it, how good the technology is. But one of our favorite interiors that we get to drive in and sit in, Dad, on occasion, is the Mazda interior. It's just got this really nice upscale feel without the price tag. Is that a fair way to say it?
That's a good way of saying it. Yeah, absolutely.
And price point, real quick, speaking of that, is $35,390 to about $41,470. And in terms of I'll just say it because it is a Toyota. This is the Honda CR-V, the Toyota RAV4, that segment, Dad.
Okay.
And so, again, if you've ever seen a RAV4, but maybe you don't love their infotainment system or you don't like where their buttons are put, this literally is a Mazda in every other sense of the word, and you wouldn't know that it was a Toyota outside of just looking at what is going on inside of it, to be honest with you. And I really enjoyed that piece of it. And like I mentioned, I've always enjoyed Mazda's interior. They did a phenomenal job. It's got all of the creature comforts on this, I believe.
You get more for your money with theirs than you would the comparable cars.
Yes, and I believe, don't quote me 100%, I believe we had the Premium Plus version, which I think had heated and ventilated front seats. I know it for sure had heated seats, but it's got a lot of the other creature comforts that you'd like, Dad, right? You know, dual zone climate control, things like that. And like you say, you get some of those comforts maybe without the price tag. And last thing I'll say, Dad, is maybe it's just a user preference, right? Maybe you get into one car and you don't, and that's why we always tell people to get out and enjoy these things, because you may like where buttons are in a car, but you may get another car that's very similarly price pointed, but you just don't like how it feels.
Right.
And there's nothing
Good
else
point.
To it. It's not a bad car. You just may not like it. So I highly encourage folks that get out, test drive it. I really think you'll enjoy it. Again, 2025 Mazda CX-50 hybrid. When you do it, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.